Did you lick?
Yeah, because yesterday at this time we did What'd You Swallow?
Yeah.
After that woman swallowed an AirPod.
Yeah, she thought it was an ibuprofen. She swallowed it down and then she recorded the audio from her stomach.
Yes, and we were getting an influx of calls and we went, whoa, whoa, whoa. Just want to make sure everyone's clarified. Swallowing, you know? Because a mate of mine texted me and he went, look, I didn't swallow, but I licked an eyeball.
Which is wild in
itself. In year 9 science class, we were doing the dissection.
Yeah.
My friend dared me to lick the eyeball of the bullseye. Teacher yelled at me and I even got suspended. So I went, well, that's not quite what we were after yesterday.
Yeah.
But then we said this.
It could be tomorrow's. What'd you lick? What did you lick?
Okay, yeah. Done. We're absolutely doing it. So if you've got a lick story,
yeah,
hold
that.
Off.
Bench yeah. it.
This
coming.
Time tomorrow, yeah. What'd you lick? And it's this time tomorrow
Here
today.
Here we are.
Yeah.
So what'd you lick? So my friend licked a bull, Zai.
Yes.
Got suspended for it.
Hero moment.
You know what I should ask? Was it worth it?
Was it worth it?
What's a bullseye taste like? Have you ever licked an eyeball?
Slimy, I'd imagine.
Do you imagine slimy?
Yeah.
I think I've licked an eyeball.
Because all those taste buds, you know, you only need a little lick sometimes to get a full picture of what you've just encountered.
And all bull things, they don't seem to eat just the meaty part of a bull. It's always like, you know, grab a bull's testicle
yeah.
or a bull's tongue.
Have you licked a bull's
eyeball?
Yeah.
Have you licked a bull? Have you been to the butcher and got, you know, when you go to the ice cream shop, you say, I don't know if I like pistachio. Give me a little taste.
Yeah, a little
Do
tickle.
You go to the butcher and be like, give me a little lick of the little bull's ball there?
A little bull's ball lick.
Then, yeah. I want to know if I want to put it in an osso buco.
I've had a bull's ball. It's tough.
Is it tough?
Yeah.
Chewy, is it?
Very chewy.
Do you start with a lick to get a gauge of, do I want to eat this?
Yeah.
Do you
tongue
test? Are you putting on the record you've licked a bull's ball?
Yeah. Put on the record.
Put it on the record.
I've eaten a bull's ball.
That's a lick for me.
You've licked. you know what you happen before you eat? You lick.
Yeah.
And you your tongue's not involved.
You don't put your full tongue out. You put your little tongue out like, go test the water.
Oh, it's good. Like dipping your toe in
exactly.
water.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dipping your tongue in a bull's ball. Nick, God, you're big kids. If they ever hear this.
Yeah. No, mate.
What will they
do? They'll be family. In the car about now, too.
Daddy licked a bull's ball. Yeah, God.
As if they're not screaming to do it the same. Well, we want to try it.
Bull's balls for all.
Well, 13 10 60. What did you lick? A friend of mine goes around on his Instagram page and licks famous monuments in Australia.
Okay.
And he said 2 years off because of COVID, because it's been untoward. And he's like, I think I'm going to get back on the wagon of licking monuments.
Off the top of your head, do you know some monuments he's licked?
Yeah, like Parliament House in Canberra.
He has licked. Isn't that like a treason?
Probably.
Treasonal offence?
Probably.
I think like a Captain Cook statue in Cairns. He's done a lot of them.
This is his shtick.
Oh, I thought it'd be like the big Sydney Harbour Bridge, the big pineapples, the big banana, but he's gone top.
Oh, no,
he has done the big pineapple. He's done the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Okay.
He's done the Arts Centre in Melbourne.
Why not?
What started the licking?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
What if he's licked the Opera House?
Oh, is that like, you know, that's the ultimate.
Oh, that's the mecca of licking, I believe.
That's right. Yeah.
yeah.
Does the pilgrimage to the Opera House.
He said the government houses were the hardest because they've got strict security and they were looking at him pretty funny. Understandable.
Did they try to stop him? I guess you don't know someone's approaching you to lick you.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, he wasn't licking them.
You don't think so.
He was licking like a concrete column.
The building was like,
did he do a lick and run?
They were all licking runs.
How they were all licking runs.
Yeah. Jeez.
Wow.
I mean, 13, 10, 60. What did you lick? Remember, $500 to spend at Casey's Toys is our Call of Fame prize.
Yeah.
Week. Just by getting on, telling us what you licked.
I've licked a volleyball.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Back in the day. Oh, I was a dare.
They're all dares.
You're not licking, besides your mate, unless that started as a dare.
I don't think
you're licking something willingly. Do you know what I mean? I feel like lick is a dare.
You know what I did do, actually? We were in the snow in Japan in Hakuba. There was the, you know, what's the chairlift? And it's like, you're on Dumber and Dumber. He licks it and he gets his stung tongue.
I was going to say, who hasn't licked the inside of the freezer and gotten stuck, you know? And then your mum has to come with the hairdryer.
Yeah. I licked the pole, but not for long enough. I didn't get stuck to
it. You didn't get stuck.
No.
What'd you lick?
The pole.
Chairlift pole.
Chairlift pole.
Shut up, bull's ball. Don't you be judging chairlift liquor over here.
13, 10, 60. What'd you lick? Come on. Hannah, what'd you lick?
I found a baby dummy at dancing and I licked it.
Why,
Hannah?
I thought it'd be kind of good, like, tastes pretty good. What? It was in the gravel as well.
Take me through your logic, Hannah, of what made you think a dummy in gravel would taste good.
Yeah, it tastes pretty good, actually.
No, we want to know what led you to thinking that and thus trying it. What's going through your brain that you go, yeah, I'm going to put that in my mouth?
Well, after dancing, I was pretty hungry, and I was like, why not?
Fair.
Why not?
And that's the thing about licking. Why not?
Why not?
Where's Jenny in Mount Hutton when you need her?
Oh, yeah, you're a freak, sweetheart.
But that's exactly what we're after. Thank you so much, Hannah.
Yeah.
Tasted good.
All right, take two. Renee in Mount Olive.
Hi.
What did you lick?
Renee.
It's not me, but I am a teacher, so I've got a lot of stories. So I don't know how many times I've told a student not to lick the concrete, not to lick the bricks, not to lick their friend's shoes, not to lick the teacher's leg.
The teacher's leg? Has someone tried to lick you, Renee?
No, not me. Okay.
Oh, you feel a little left out, Renee.
Other people. Look, teachers around the world, they'll appreciate this. It's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you just hear Hannah then, Renee, say she saw a dummy on the ground after dancing and went, I'm just going to give it a go. I'm going to give it a little lick. Mm. Is that what's going through the kids' heads these days? Like, I want to taste what bricks. I want to know what bricks taste like. I'm going to lick it.
Yep. I wonder what the sports shed tastes like.
Oh, yeah. That's a good. Great. That could be a good taste. Love you don't know what sport's going to really come onto the walls and stuff.
Just
you know?
Permeate the tin.
Exactly.
Sports shed.
Great. Well, at least, Renee, we're doing our due diligence for the teachers today.
Exactly.
We're appreciating this topic.
We see you, we hear you, we know you have to put up with a lot of crap. Didn't know telling students not to lick things was one of them, but now don't we have a lot more empathy?
A lot more.
Mm. Yeah.
Tasha in Wallalong, what did you lick?
I licked the inside of the freezer door.
Oh, you've done this, Natasha. What happened?
How did it go for you?
Well, I opened it and there was a bit of ice block. Had dripped out and stuck there.
Yeah.
So I just thought, I'll lick it. And then my tongue got stuck.
Yeah, it did.
Wow. How long were you, Natasha, how long were you actually licking it for before your tongue got stuck? Like, surely you were pressing that thing on there for a while.
No, it actually was the first lick and it stuck.
It stuck. What flavour was the ice block that had melted?
It was a pink super duper.
Oh, I mean, that's lickable.
You're not wasting that.
If I saw fragrance of a super duper, a pink one on my fridge door.
Yeah.
So you're telling me the freezer's cold enough to make your tongue stick to it, but not cold enough to keep a super duper from melting and dripping down the side of the door?
Correct.
That's weird.
And nobody was home.
Oh,
so
no.
No one could help you.
Oh, no.
What'd you do, Natasha?
Yeah, I had to keep pulling back and then come off.
Have you stretched your tongue out?
Did you rip off your taste buds? Surely.
Yes, the taste buds were stuck on there once I did it.
Oh, God.
Wait, so if we go to your house right now and opened your freezer door, is there taste buds, like, part of your tongue?
No.
No, she licked that off too.